Hello, everyone. This is Rebecca DeFabio. Thank you for listening. And today we're going to talk about how to write believable characters. As I am editing my second draft of my first novel and also planning out the first draft of my second novel, I am learning a lot of things about the writing process, including definitely how to write believable characters. So I wanted to share some things I'm learning with everybody today. So definitely, other than plot, your characters play a major role in your stories. Without characters, there wouldn't be much of a story, and definitely without believable characters, there may not be much of a good story. So through my research and what I'm learning, I have come up with a list of characteristics you want to assign to your characters, even if they don't necessarily play a major role in the story. And I'm talking about the characteristics playing a role in the person. Or in your character. I want you to think about every aspect of your character as if they're a real person. That's what we, and the end goal is we want to make sure these characters are believable and if they're actual living characters in real life. That just makes them more believable, more relatable to the reader. These are just really a lot of characteristics that you want to know even in the background of your character. So the first item on the list is you want to establish their name. This can be first, middle, and last name. I know a lot of big authors, big well-known novels, you know, if you think about Harry Potter, a lot of characters are even only known as what their last name is. They're only referred to as their last name. But a lot of characters will have a first, maybe middle, and last name. You know, even if your character is nameless for some reason, you still may want to know what their actual name is. Even if you don't put it in the novel, or maybe if you don't write it, if you don't expose it until the very end, it's always something good to know about your characters. You want to really get to know them. And then you also want to choose their age. That's something that can go along with how the readers will perceive them, how they'll understand them. If you think about the genre that you're writing in or the type of novel you're writing in, that could influence what age you want to create your characters as. You want to choose gender and sex of your characters. These are both different things. Sex is what you are assigned at birth, and then gender is what you identify yourself as. That could be male, female, that could be agender, that could be cisgender, gender fluid, gender queer, intersex, gender nonconforming, transgender. There's a lot of different genders out there, a lot of different options that you could assign to your characters, how they feel. So that's something also to consider, definitely. Then you want to choose sexual orientation, who they're sexually attracted to or romantically attracted to, if at all. That's something a part of almost every creature on this planet. So definitely something to consider, even if it's not a romance novel, if there's no romantic aspect of the story at all, it's still something about your character you want to know. Then you want to also know their race or ethnicity or culture. That plays a huge part into what makes up a character for sure, a person. Think about a person. If they didn't have their race or ethnicity or culture, that I feel like that would kind of be like a hole that's missing in a human, in a person. These traits also go for non-human characters too. I think that's important because you want to always give life to any kind of living thing that plays a big part in your story. And then the next characteristic, you want to know their family life or home life. How do they grow up? Are they surrounded by family members? Are they surrounded by friends? Or how did they grow up? What's their home life? You want to kind of establish that. Similarly, you want to know if they have a lot of friends. Do they have one good friend? Do they have only a couple good friends? Do they have no friends? That's something that also plays a big part in how somebody is, or someone, something, your characters, your creatures, however you have created your characters. And then you also want to know their occupation. A lot of times that definitely applies to a lot of different characters. This in particular, you know, for example, you want to really consider that because, like, for example, if your main character or any character is a teacher and you're writing your novel and it's taking place in the fall or sometime in the winter, and it's technically supposed to be while, like, school's in session, you want to have that be part of the story and not ignore the fact that they are not doing their job while they're realistically supposed to be. And also, similarly to if your characters are students, no matter what age, if they're trying to save the world or solve the huge world's biggest mystery and fight off all the monsters or whatever's happening, you also have to consider, do they have homework? Do they have classes to attend? Do they have after school activities or, other commitments, school related? That's always something important. That might be a good way to add tension to your story. You know, they want to save the world, but they have the biggest tests of the year, tomorrow morning. so that could really play in your favor of adding some tension there. You also want to think about the character's hobbies. That also makes up someone's characteristics. Maybe they don't have hobbies. That's kind of hard because even if they only come home and watch TV, maybe that's all they do. That's all they want to do. TV you can consider that a hobby, There's just what do they do in their free time, maybe? What are their interests? Then you also want to consider their flaws. Even in a character that you want to paint in a very positive light. You want them to be likable. You want the readers to like them. You want the other characters to like them. You really need to think about how they're flawed in some way. Even, for example, Harry Potter is flawed. He is generally a likable character, but his flaw, I think one of his flaws is that he likes to get in trouble. He likes to stick his nose into business that he wasn't meant to be a part of or know. He likes to get in trouble. He likes to break the rules. He wants to figure out problems by himself. And so that I think can be considered one of his flaws. He's not a perfect person. He doesn't play by the rules. He didn't just go to class and do his homework and then go to class again and repeat. He just got himself into trouble. So that I think is a good example. Then you also want to think about your character's goals. That can, I think, play a really good part in your story in order to cause tension to the plot. Maybe your character wanted to become a doctor and they're really focused on school, but then something crazy happened and they have to be involved and that takes them away from their studying and their classes and achieving their goal of going to med school, and they fail the tests and everything that is getting them further and further away from their goal, but they also have something very important they're trying to achieve on the side, saving the world and, killing the villains and whatever is happening. And even if it's something like someone is with their boyfriend and they want to be married one day and have this perfect life together, but then something happens that causes tension to their relationship, drives them away from each other. Now this character is, their goal is just falling right out of their hands. So that is a very, very good way of causing tension and enticing readers to continue reading to see if they might be able to achieve their goals. And then you also want to consider where your characters live. This is a really good way to shape the setting of the novel. Maybe they all come from different places somehow. Maybe this is only happening in a desert. Maybe this is happening in a city. Maybe the story is happening on another planet. You got to think about where characters live and describe that to set the scene. And then you also want to think of major personality traits or major tics of the characters, little quirks that they have about themselves. You want to make these all very individual, very unique characters to make them believable. Not one person on this earth is the same exact, even identical twins, they are not the same exact person with the same personality traits. Even animals, you're not going to have one golden retriever and then get another golden retriever who's going to be an exact clone. Even though they're the same species, the same breed, they're going to have different personality traits that make them unique. So you want to think about that for sure. So I hope this helped you think about more about your characters. Maybe you're in the process of writing now, and that hopefully this might help you develop your characters more, or you're planning out your novel, you're outlining, you're about to start writing. So these are just some of the things that I'm learning along the way too, as I'm writing my first novel and then working on the second one, hopefully soon this year. One of my goals is to write the first draft of my second novel. So this is just something that I am working more and more on developing my characters and making them grow and be more believable. So I hope that you like this. If you like it, give this post a like. You can share it on Facebook, on Twitter, anywhere that you'd like to share this information. Of course, you can always follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And I look forward to speaking with you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.